This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On this episode of The Heat Check, it's a Monday after Super Bowl and I'm traveling all day, so no rookie report on a Tuesday. It's a Monday! Time for the rookie report. Break down one of the best rookies of the week and let you know what time it is. Let's get right into it, Anthony. Drop that motherfucking beat. This should be Rihanna, who, by the way, is the best Super Bowl act of all time. Sorry, Usher. It was trash. All right, I'm coming to you live from the Aria in Las Vegas. Spent the last week thinking about football, not so much basketball, although the Cavs are still very good. The Kings are, I don't know. So it was incredible. I even had a last second request from the folks at BetMGM to MC an event with the best hockey player in history, Wayne Gretzky, the best football player in NFL history, Tom Brady, and Vince Vaughn. So it was quite the event. Although I'm kind of feeling myself, still time for content. We are getting ready for the Rising Stars game at All-Star Weekend, which is now branded by Panini. Panini, not the sandwich, folks. Actually, the trading cards. We almost covered this guy, and we pretty much covered everyone involved except for one guy. We almost covered him early on, but he got absolutely pipped by Chet Holmgren, and then his team was so bad it was hard to justify putting him over any of the others until now. I'm talking about a man that the Detroit Pistons call Oscar Thompson, one half of the Thompson twins. Oscar and Amen have been on the NBA's radar since they were 15 years old. They skipped their senior year of high school and all of college to join a new league to compete, sort of, with the G League called the Overtime Elite. Whether that's a good or bad decision for their development depends on who you talk to. What is not in question is their talent and Oscar's talent. 6'6 guard, defense first guard with a high basketball IQ. Defense first guards are pretty much a rarity. The Pistons took him with the 5th pick in the draft, one pick after his brother, making them the first brothers to be drafted top 5 in history, which is crazy. And considering the Pistons are now an adjective for being bad, and that's how bad they've been, he's had a pretty good start to his career. 12-10-4, 3.2 stocks per game, 32 minutes a game in his first 12 games, but then he tailed off quite a lot. Much of that probably has to do with the fact that Monty Williams' ass was on the hot seat. He figured I need to play Jaden Ivey's more minutes and figure out what to do with Killian Hayes. Following that start, next 27 games where Detroit went 1-26. He averaged 6-5-1, 1.1 stocks in 20 minutes per game. You know how Monty Williams do, right? Like, you know what time it is. But like the Pistons, post-Killian Hayes, playing better late, in part because Troy Weaver said, listen, your weird-ass obsession with Killian Hayes has got to stop so much that I'm not even allowing him to be on the team anymore because I know you're going to play him way too many minutes, and everyone wants him to be shot into the moon. In his last 12 games, Oscar has averaged 9-6-2 with 2.1 stocks in 24 minutes per game. Usage is up, not shockingly. So are his stats. Oscar, already one of the best rebounding guards in the league. Defense not in question. What is in question, what was in question, which will continue to be in question, is his shot, his jump shot. To be honest, he's been terrible, especially from three-point line. He's really bad. What's wild is that he and his brother Amen are shooting 15% from three combined. That's fucking awful. That's incredibly bad. At one point, people were saying that he had more air balls from three than made shots. Not sure if that's true, but it sounds right. Like, it sounds right, doesn't it? That's a disturbing number of air balls.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
And the really interesting thing about his shooting is when you analyze the chart, this is what you get. Less than 10 feet, 68.2% from the field. Catch and shoot, 22.4%. Pull-ups, 9.5%. The man can't pull up. That last stat, less than 10% on pull-up jumpers, is really, really bad. Off the dribble, Oscar Thompson's one of the worst in league history. He's shooting under 15% on three-pointers on open and wide open looks. It's not like they're contesting him. They're like, let him shoot, and he will not make a single one. Lots of people are pointing at Overtime Elite, saying, hey, you don't prepare your players to shoot against adversity or just shoot against no one. They don't play a lot of really competitive games either in hostile environments like you would in college, say if you play for UNC, right? And it shows. On the positive side, he's been averaging plus 4.8 in the last 12 games, which on a team like Detroit, probably you would have thought it was impossible a month ago. During their 1-35 stretch, like, can we just stop for a second and say 1-35 as a real win-loss record over any stretch of time is just insane? Anyway, he was negative 7.6 during that stretch. But now this team's moved on from all this dead wood, a.k.a., you know, Boyan potentially, Alec Burks potentially, definitely Killian Hayes. They've been better. He's been better. Oster seems to be playing a major role in that. There's a lot to like about Oster. He plays good on-ball defense, pretty great on-ball defense, actually. An elite rebounder. His rim pressure is good. He's a decent passer. Needs to work on that part of the game, but he's the thing that we really got to just say he's got to focus in on, narrow in on, is his shot. His shooting absolutely needs a lot of work. People say they see shades of Kawhi in him, but Kawhi was the same age as a rookie as Oster Thompson, and he shot 49% from the field, 38% from three, and 77% from the free throw line. As a rookie. Oster stands now at 47, 16, and 64. My God. 16 as a slash line is crazy. Like, that's what Ben Simmons feared, right? Like, that's why Ben Simmons never shot the ball, because he knew there were going to be segments about how bad he was from three. Oster, keep shooting, my brother. Keep shooting. He will always be a good defender. He could probably be a great defender. But listen, he's an offensive liability. The man is just broken from three. For now, he's a wild watch on League Pass, I'll tell you that. He will make one of the most obscenely athletic plays you've seen in your life, and then all of a sudden, he looks like he's never played basketball before in his life. He's like my friend's 11-year-old daughter. Like, 1 second, she looks like Gigi Bryant. The next second, she looks like she doesn't even know how to say the word Gigi. I don't even know. It's bad. Like, this is kid stuff. I like Oster Thompson, but you can't really be a rookie in Monty Williams' circus. You just cannot. You're not ever going to be developed. I'll be keeping an eye on Oster the rest of the season to see if his shot improves. That analogy about my friend's 11-year-old, I apologize. It wasn't good. It was off the cuff. So anyway, we'll see if he improves, if he continues to struggle on the offensive side of the ball. Either way, this man, Oster Thompson, is a rookie to watch. That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Come back tomorrow for an all-new episode. What was that? Come back on tomorrow for an all-new episode and check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which drop unexpectedly, like confetti at the Super Bowl, or I raise you confetti at the Super Bowl for confetti and smoke at Omnia the Club. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check all season long. That means download, subscribe, and tell your friends. Even that NFL player hollering at you at the elevator, who then cooled his jets when you mistakenly thought that he was his older, more famous brother. Hey, dude, sorry. I know your bro is better than you, but do not feel bad. You can still get a piece of Trista Crick by listening to her podcast. Follow us on social at The Seat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Anthony, thank you so much for editing late at night. We will see you next time.